And then another thing we used to do, I was trying to think, we'd go down to Detroit and take the steamer across to Cleveland. That was always very interesting too.
Now, when you would take a trip in the car, say from Saginaw down to Ohio, mm-hmm. Now how long would it take you to get there?
Well, it depended. It seems to mean that, you see, my father's home was right on the borderline between Ohio and Pennsylvania. And there was a creek down there, and we'd go down there, or some of my cousin and I. But,
well, was it a one-day trip to go down to visit your relatives, or did it take 2 or 3 days to get down there?
Well, I can remember of going to a hotel, and I can just remember that, of going to a hotel and staying all night mm-hmm. Somewhere along the way. And there was Grandma always went, because that was her home, and she had raised her family there.
Well, then it would be quite a change from
Grandma
the high...
Very well educated.
It would be quite a change from the high-speed cars that you see today to what you, they're
to
your first ride in the car.
Trip trying to get by the telephone pole, that has always remained with me. We backed up in the sand on the road and that way. And we had to spend quite a bit of time trying to get by that telephone. His car would hit. Of course, he had that in his mind, evidently, those telephone poles so close to the road, that his car would just head for that, and we'd have to back up. That was better civilization. They had that fixed better nowadays.
Now, do you remember any of the shops in town? Any of the, the stores on the east side of town, what they were like?
Oh, they had Barry's was a very nice store.
What was it, a dry goods store?
A dry goods store. And there were several. Oh, yes, another thing I have been told, Mr. and Mrs. Weekman both went to the business college at one time.
Oh, now that's interesting. Do you remember any other prominent people that may have attended the school?
I just don't remember. Of course, Wheatman's having that big store. Why?
Now, did they establish the store there about that time?
I think so. It was there from my earliest recollection, really. That is, after I was grown up and wanted to buy things. But I still go there. But it was interesting because Mr. and Mrs. Weekman, I've heard my father and mother say they both went to his business college.
Well, that's kind of a... saying quite a bit for your father's business college then, because the Weekman certainly must have learned a great deal to establish such a large establishment.
Yes, it is. I like to go there. You can find everything under the sun nowadays. It's different from what it used to be, as I knew it before they put the third floor, I guess it's mostly on now.
Well, what kind of a store was it when they first opened it up?
Oh, a general store with yard goods, and it had a lot of things in, and patterns. I used to make my own clothes quite frequently. I liked to sew, and they would have patterns and all that thing you could go in and look at.
Well, now, where was it located at that time? Do you remember?
Well, I can't say much about it, but it just seems as though we were on Genesee, and then there was a store, near Jefferson. It opened on Jefferson, just about the same as it does now. So the teacher in charge of that room set him in the back seat, in the next aisle to me. But very soon after, she set him in the seat back of me, because he disturbed things walking up and down the aisle with a note.
Now, what school was this, Madge?
Arthur Hill.
Now, where was it located then?
It was up there, I can't remember the exact location. It was downtown, somewhere near the, it was in the first or second block of that street.
Court Street.
Right. And, okay. My very first year, my father had a business college in Flint, and they took me down there with them, and I went to the Flint public schools, I guess, but I wouldn't put that in.
Now, can you tell me? You said you had gone to Stone School. What was the school like?
Oh, the Stone School. Well, it was a very good school. I can't even think of my teacher's name there, but I tried not to whisper because Miss Lewis from the West Side. And
was she a strict teacher?
She used to make me stand in front of the room once in a while or something. They all did that. I was rather active. She was a good teacher.
What kind of lessons did you have?
Of course, we took over. I wish my memory were good for something, but the first year of my high school, I went to Flint because my father had his business college there, had a business college there in Flint, and so I went along. In one place, I don't know whether it was that place or another, but I'd never heard of many such things here in Saginaw. And they gave it, what do they call that, when they get out and sing outside your house? Is that a shivery? I don't know the proper name for it.
Yeah, that's what they call.
But I can remember that in a couple of places. I went one year down in Indiana it's a town. Oh, it's gone from me. And I guess the first night I was there, they came out in the yard from the school. I guess they must have been from my high school. Sang.
Now, how old were you when you and F.R. were married?
Well, 22, I believe.
What was the wedding like?
Well, Miss Jenny Wallace was my bridesmaid. And another friend of mine was played the piano while I marched down the stairs.
Did you have the wedding there at your home then?
At the home there on Michigan Avenue. And then I told you the other day how the bad boys outdoors locked up all the doors to the house.
How'd you get out?
We went down in the basement and climbed out a window. And then my father had his automobile waiting on Fayette Street. And we went right through the block and got in the automobile.
That sounds like you had quite a time getting away.
It was. I just didn't know whether I was going to get away or not.
Well, then, after your wedding trip, Madge, when you came back from your wedding trip, I should say, where did you live?
Well, sometime afterwards, I just can't, there, things are a little bit mixed up. We built a new home up on south, or it would be North Bond. And I, between Grandpa Alger's home and our house, and then there was room there, it seems to me, for a tennis court or something. So we had a tennis court up there.
Well, what kind of, what was life like when you were newly married? I mean, what was the life style
well,
then?
Of course, Francis and I were used to going to church every Sunday and, well, doing everything else they did in church.
Such as?
I being good Methodist.
Well, what did that entail, Madge? I mean, when you say being a good Methodist, what do you mean?
Well, we attended, they had one thing that I thought was real. Mrs. Glass, I don't suppose you ever heard of her. Mr. Glass, I think he must have been the preacher. I wouldn't swear to anything that long ago. But they used to have a dinner for the young people about, it must have been once a month, if it wasn't closer together. And they held those in the basement of the Methodist Church. And we would play, for instance, one thing they got two of the men sitting on the tables, and they were gonna do some, or give a prize or something to the one that could sit. Well, that, it was, I guess that wasn't that, but, that was the way we were, they were entertained. Oh, we did all kinds. Mrs. Glass was a gym teacher, or had, and she kept something doing most of the time.
So there were games of some sort?
Oh, yes, in the basement of the church, of the First Methodist Church. And one time with the clothespins up, we'd all get in a line in the basement. And then I that remember this one because they passed clothespins, and the one that they'd go the whole length of the line and come back, why they beat the other ones. It was a very live church when I first went there. Mrs. Glass was a live wire herself.
Now, can you?
And then when I was married, I had. The Methodist church down here, I attended the Ames Methodist. I guess I have told how my people were attending the Jefferson Avenue over town, and then the Ames people came and told my father it was his duty as a North Sider to attend and help support that church. So we went over to the Ames Church, and my father and mother and I, we went every Sunday, I think. Of course, I was, I had one brother, I don't know, years younger than I was. I just don't remember anything about the difference in our ages. But.
Now, can you remember any of the people that were prominent in Saginaw at that time?
Well, of course, we got acquainted with each other because they had this dinner just for members every month. It was sort of a potluck affair, and we all got acquainted, but that was so long ago, I don't remember many of them.
Well, let's see. Can you remember any of the men, the names of any of the men that your father might have been acquainted with or had done business with?
Oh, I wish I had an album. I have pictures of all the teachers he ever had, and I guess their names are in it. I was thinking of that, but I've been down here. I couldn't get hold of it, or else I would have brought it along.
I understand that your father had horses when he was there on Michigan. How many
had this? He had a big barn back of his house, and I presume I've told you the story of the lady lived where I do now, and she owned that house. And my father had bricks put on the outside of his barn. And the lady objected to those bricks. They extended it a little bit, well, over on her land. Well, you know what a brick would be, and that was on her dirt. And she made such a fuss that one night my father and another man went out and tore off every solitary brick that was on that barn facing her house. So from that time on, she looked at bricks sticking out of a wooden wall.
How many horses did he have?
He had a pair.
Were they carriage horses or riding horses?
They were he had them in one of those, what do they call them, buggies or Phaeton or something like that. I've forgotten all those names they used to use. And then he had a horse and buggy just for business. I guess when he first started his business college, that was his only means of transportation, was a horse and buggy.
Did you by any chance take Sunday drives in the buggy?
Oh, yes. We used to go out to some woods. Like, there was a woods out down, it was called, what was it, the Black Woods? It was south of Genesee Street somewhere, or southeast. It was, I guess the woods is there yet, only it's torn, it's a different place, a looking place down there on State Street now from what it used to be, with everything.
Are you talking by any chance about Dindorfer Woods?
I guess that we went out there they took the horse and buggy and went out there every Sunday for a drive.
Did you by any chance ever have picnics on Sunday when you took the carriage rides?
No, I don't. I just don't remember any picnics on Sunday. My mother came. My father's family came, of a family that liked to have a good time. But my mother was brought up very strictly, so it sort of went back and forth between the two of them.
What did your father consider as a good time?
Well, it was just doing something interesting, like going out to Dinedorfer Woods, and I've forgotten whether we'd take a little lunch along or something like that, and that would take quite a while, of course. And we all, there was just my father and mother and I, and then I had a brother 10 years younger, but he was so much younger that, we were never companionable at all. I don't know. I wish I had brought the albums along. I could give names and... to Conneaut, Ohio, and got his high school education. Of course, this is my mother's town hall. I opened the business college. Why, she handled the shorthand and all that end, and my father the bookkeeping and things like that.
Who was Uncle Charlie?
My father's brother. And my father started a business college for him down in Columbus, Ohio, as I remember. But that makes younger brother, Uncle Iris, and Uncle Frank. And I haven't looked at the students. And my cousin Alney. And that was up in Maine. From one of the fields. And he went underground and dug a passage along the back of Grandpa's lot. There was a creek. And of course, I don't know that... Oh, we used to have nice times, take a lunch down there, but it was just a picnic ground, but my grandfather lost his contracted there. The farm park, where the fields were higher, and then there was just a drop right down there. You had to climb up and really climb down. With this creek at the bottom, and we could, we used to have roast down there, and go swimming and all that sort mm-hmm. of thing. That was the bank of his farm, or the back of his farm. And grandma lived with us, with my father and mother most of her, after she was married. The year I was born, and that was the year he started his. First business college.
Did any of his brothers come with him to help him, or did he come alone?
I just don't know. I know later there's a man, but I don't recognize him there. When I was grown up, I was just in about the third or fourth grade, I guess. He went to Massachusetts and started a business college. I had it, I didn't like what they were giving me there. I didn't think they were giving me advanced enough. I guess I got out of the fourth grade here. Then I expected to get more or higher up. And another thing I liked about that town, the street beyond the house where my father rented an apartment, it just went right up like that. And you could pull your sled up and then just slide down beautifully. You know, there are lots of, mountains and things like that, when even they wrote the streets are a lot of them. And you could go out of a Sunday afternoon when my father and mother did and climb a mountain. I used to go along with my grandma Bugby. You've seen her picture. She stayed home and took care of the baby. My brother was little then.
I mean, now this is in Massachusetts?
In Massachusetts.
Oh, how long did you stay there?
Well, I came back when I was in the eighth grade.
Then what school did you attend when you came back?
Oh, the Stone School.
The Stone School. Mm-hmm. What kind of classes did you have there?
Well, I know they didn't quite suit me some way, but it was a good school.
Was it a strict school?
When I whispered, I guess it was strict, and you had to stand up in front and do things.
Can you remember the names of any of your teachers that you had when you were little?
There was a Miss Lewis that I liked. She was my eighth grade teacher, and she was very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Did you graduate from high school in Saginaw then?
Oh, yes.
Do you remember any of your high school teachers?
Oh, I remember. Didn't I tell you the story of my high school teacher? There was one boy in our class, Carl Schreiber. He was later a professor at Yale College. Then we went for our lessons in the it would be the first year of high school, and the boy I got engaged to in high school, Francis Alger. And the teacher put him in the back seat because he was tall, and put me in the front seat because I was short. But she finally changed him because he made so many trips down the aisle with the boats. That's Francis Alger. He was tall.
Now, this Mr. Schreiber, you say became a professor at Yale?
Yes.
Do you know whether he's still alive or not?
No, he passed away now.
Carried down the day before the wedding and gathered ferns from the woods somewhere. You know that little square place that sticks out of the parlor there? And then they lined that with the ferns. And Jenny Wallace, she was a sister of the Wallace that had a drugstore. And, but she was my intimate friend.
Was she your maid of honor then? At your wedding?